Now, 3 weeks out from President Donald Trump signing the new tax bill into law, let's examine public perceptions with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, have attitudes changed in the time since the bill's been signed?
Not really. One of the reasons we went back into the field in January, just a few days ago, is to see if that was the case, because our polling and all the other polling had occurred while the bill was still being debated, and Trump didn't sign it into law until the 22nd of December. So we said, all right, now that it's law, a lot of talk about how great it is by Republicans and the president, let's see what's happened. And, drumroll, nothing changed. About 55% of Americans disapprove of the law now, and that's roughly the same as was the case when we asked about it in early December. So no movement yet in terms of the average American's perceptions of the bill.
Perhaps for many, the rubber will meet the road April 15th.
That's right. I think that the proponents of the bill argue that once people see more money in their paychecks, they will be more positive about it, and maybe that's the case. I should say something else, though, Dave. One of the reasons that Congress was so happy about passing this bill is they had done something. You know, one of the criticisms last year was that Congress couldn't get anything done, so that wouldn't really depend on paychecks. Having accomplished something, you might have expected Congress job approval to go up, and it didn't. It's now 20% overall, but that's about the average for last year. So we're not seeing any indication yet that passing this bill has improved the image of Congress across the board.
Let's stay on Congress, and more specifically, political party identification.
Yeah, this is fascinating. What happened last year, it was an election year, was that fewer Americans identified as independents, more identified as Republicans and Democrats, and that's typical in a presidential year because everybody's focused on politics and the parties, and usually in the year after, we would see a decrease in the percent of people who identify with political parties, and that's the case. We now have 42% of Americans who are independents. When we first asked the question, that's up from last year, and declining numbers in recent years more generally who identify either as Republicans or Democrats. So we've got a kind of push to the neither of the party sentiment on the part of the average American.
Let's look through the measure of conservative, progressive, liberal.
I remember Alec Gallup, one of the founders of our company, the son of the founder, used to tell me, oh, the L word, liberal word, is anathema to a lot of Americans. But, and this is the point, we're seeing an increasing number of Americans who actually choose that label. We ask a simple question, are you conservative, moderate, or liberal? And conservative still wins out. It's about tied with moderate. Liberal's a little below that, but the percent liberal has been going up.
Now, these are self-disclosed, I presume.
That's right. We simply say which of these labels best describes you. And the change has been most dramatic among Democrats. There was a point in time when the majority of Democrats, or at least the plurality of Democrats, identified as conservative Democrats. But now that's changed. Over the last 7 or 8 years, we've seen an increase in liberal Democrats. So now that's by far the number one label among Democrats. 50% of all Democrats in this country, Dave, say they're liberal. And then the rest of them say they are either moderate or conservative. So that's a change. More polarization, in other words.
Though for purposes of the survey, they are not asked to substantiate what about them and their values they would describe as liberal.
That's right. We simply say which label applies to you. But we do have other evidence that we've talked about some liberalization of attitudes, let's say, towards social issues. We know an increasing percent of Americans favor legalization of marijuana. An increasing percent of Americans favor same-sex marriages being legal, and we have an increasing percent of Americans who say it's okay to have sexual relations outside of marriage, to have a baby not being married, and some things like that we've tracked over the years. So there is some evidence that Americans are becoming more liberal on some of these positions.
Frank, in the context of hashtag MeToo, let's take up attitudes around women.
Yeah, we have asked in the past the question about how satisfied are you with the following aspects of American society. And one of those we asked in the past was the situation of women in the U.S. We last asked that in 2008, so we re-ask it again this year. And the dissatisfaction with the situation of women is up. It's not huge. 37% of Americans say they're very or somewhat dissatisfied with the position of women, but that's the highest that we've seen in our years of measuring it. So we clearly have some recognition, and we've got it in other measures, of course, that the position of women in society is becoming more of a focus point for the average American.
How do those numbers break down first by gender and then by political stripe?
Well, it's fairly predictable. Women are more likely to say they are dissatisfied than men. That was the case in 08, 10 years ago, when we last asked it. It's the case now. Democrats are more likely to say they are dissatisfied than Republicans. But what our analysts found fascinating when we stared at these data is that the jump over the last 10 years in dissatisfaction with the position of women was almost entirely due to Democrats. Republicans, who aren't that dissatisfied now, weren't that dissatisfied in 08. Their position hasn't really moved.
Does that include Republican women who don't report much change from 10 years ago?
That's right. We broke it out, Republican men, Republican women, no change.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.